Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, we're 20 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank
ATM.
Yeah, you can win $5,000 if you get the correct PIN code.
Mm-hmm.
We already gave you the numbers. You just have to decide what order those numbers go in. And if you get access, we're going to make it rain on you with $5,000 just like that.
Yep.
We got Does That Make Me Crazy coming up here in a couple minutes, but you'd be crazy not to be brushing your teeth twice a day, people. And you'd be crazy if you don't use a Quip electric toothbrush. Number one, it's affordable. Number two, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful toothbrush.
I'll tell you, no gimmicks. It doesn't have any of those cords. It doesn't have any charging or docking stations. It just has a mirror mount, so you just put it up there. It's front and center, so you never forget to brush twice a day. It has kid sizes, so my kids now have one. A little bit smaller for those smaller mouths.
That'll work.
It's got sensitive sonic vibrations for our gums. That way, our gums are not going to be harmed when we're brushing. Sometimes we brush too hard. It's got a built-in two-minute timer, and it's going to pulse every 30 seconds to let you know, hey, switch sides. Let's brush evenly, because most of us are not brushing for 2 minutes, let's be honest.
Now, say if I got me a Quip, JC.
Yeah.
You've been raving about. How often do I change those brush heads?
So you're supposed to change your brush heads every 3 months, Big Al.
Okay.
Now, most of us forget, or we get lazy, and we don't feel like going to the store and buying some more brush heads. So what Quip will do for you for just $5, they'll automatically send you one.
I got $5?
Yeah. And they'll send you a brand new battery for your toothbrush. They'll send you a new brush head and some toothpaste. So basically, it's knocking out that trip to the store for you right there.
It's a one-stop shop.
I love Quip. My family loves Quip. Our studio loves Quip. And it starts at $25. If you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can actually get that first refill pack for free. That's that first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. All right, Kid Nation, let's get into it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we're going to talk about crazy.
All right.
I know you're not going crazy. Our microphones are new, so we're still figuring out what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out. But we want you to tell us those quirky things you've been doing that your friends finally caught on to and said, hey, call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. They'll tell you, you're crazy.
Okay.
Most people want to get into the Hall of Fame, and that's fine. For example, Amanda wrote us and said, hey, guys, I text with my right and left pointer finger. I don't want the other one to get more work and work harder. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that does this. Does that make me crazy?
Pointer finger, wow.
So you're pulling your iPhone down or your Samsung down?
That's going to be laying flat.
Old school, one finger at a time deal. Yeah, I know that's
kind of crazy.
Crazy. I'm a thumb guy.
I think of evasive maneuvers while I'm driving, even though there's no real situation or threat happening.
Okay.
Like, if two or three cars kind of start boxing me in, or there's a truck over here or something, I'm on the freeway, I travel 36 minutes every morning.
Driving so 36 miles an hour.
So
how evasive do you have to be?
So I'm like, okay, well, if he does that, and that car does that, where am I going to go?
Right.
Like, I'm constantly thinking of evasive maneuver, defensive maneuvers if somebody, you know, has a situation.
I told you when I had to do that defensive maneuver with my entire family in the car, right?
Yeah.
A few months ago. Where it would have been really bad.
Yeah.
We're going about 70 on the freeway, speed limit, and then all of a sudden, stopped. Everybody was stopped. People crashed. And we did that one little thing.
Yeah.
I was not thinking like you, though. I just kind of react.
Well, you have to do it, man.
Yeah, man. What's up, Amber?
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, let's find out if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
I'm actually never told this to anybody, but I go on, like, reading binges. The long years where I like to read books and novels. And I find that when I've been on my reading binge, I start to narrate my life as I go. Like, I caught myself the other day in my head. She goes to the refrigerator wondering how long cheesecake is good for and things like that as I move around doing things. I narrate it in my head.
You narrate your own life? That is genius.
I love it.
Oh, that is so good.
It makes your life more colorful.
Yeah, I guess it does.
I think we should all try to do that sometimes.
Yes, does that make crazy?
Makes you creative.
Mm-hmm. He stares to his right and sees his friend wearing a Paddington hat. And he thinks to himself, huh, that's a quirky hat.
Thanks, JC.
But you know, a lot of creative people are borderline crazy. So, yes,
You're cool crazy, though, Amber. I like that.
Nice job.
I'm going to adopt that one. Let's see if I can get this name right. On Fedul?
On the DL.
Oh, on the DL. Thank you, Jenna. See, this is why I need you, Jenna.
On the DL.
Look at the name. name on the phone. Look, Kelly, look up there.
There's a, well,
you never make fun of Don's Early Light again. Okay?
Yeah, on the
what would you have said right there? I didn't know.
Well,
there.
This is the thing. You got to tell by context, by what she's going to tell us. She's probably trying to remain anonymous, so it would be on the DL.
Or
Onthadol.
You know what?
What up, Onthadol?
If you have a kid today, name him Onthadol if you're still looking for a name.
Onthadol.
There's no spaces in there. It caught me off guard.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was just one of those cool new names. What's up on the DL?
Thanks, Jenna. You saved me.
Oh, no, girl. It's cool.
Hi, guys. Okay, so my husband, I love watching Dr. Pimple Popper. And my husband's got this pimple on his back, right?
Yeah.
And he's had it since he was a kid. And if I don't excise it, then the thing bulges up. So I have him take off his shirt. He hunches over the sink. And I get to popping. And the stench of death comes out of this thing.
Oh,
the stench of death! The stench of death comes out because it stinks so bad. Does that make me crazy that I like the stench of death smell?
Yes.
Yes.
I've always wondered what those smell like, Onthadol. And
the temple of death.
That all makes sense why you want to be anonymous.
Yeah. You know, in the future, guys, just put anonymous on the name.
Thank you for being so candid, though.
Oh, man. I've always wondered if they smelled, because I watch those videos all the time. And
of course they do.
Sometimes they tell you it does on the video.
They try not to tell you that it stinks so that you don't stop watching it because you're thinking of the smell.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
Yeah, OTD, you definitely are crazy.
Wow. But you know what? That's why he's lucky to have you.
You guys found each other. Yeah. You guys need each other.
Somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Interesting. Have a great day being anonymous.
Onthadol.
Yeah, I'm over here just write anonymous. Because now Trey's going to make fun of me all day long.
Trey's in stitches.
Do you remember the time when you saw the name Malachi up there and called him Malachi?
Malachi, yeah.
Onthadol might beat that.
It does. Yeah. I think Onthadol beats it. Those were two really good ones, Stacey.
I love you, JC. You got a lot going on right now.
There's a point where a space would help me out here.
Malachi.
Good morning, Onthadol.
These are good. I love it. JC, it's perfect.
It by saying, let me try to get this name right.
Let me try to get this one on the doll.
What's up, Derek? I'm not going to mess up. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, can't mess up, Derek.
No, that's a good one.
So, I am 35, and I'm obsessed with TikTok. Does that make me crazy?
Do you have your own profile? And you're posting videos?
Okay. Daily.
Well, maybe they should do an adult version of TikTok. Maybe you could start that.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, but when my 12-year-old daughter's on there.
It's taking over right now.
Yeah.
There's way more on there. I've been 2 weeks in, and it's just been an obsession now.
See, that's what's going to happen, Derek. All the dads are going to start trying to make funny videos, and their daughters are going to get embarrassed, and they're going to get off TikTok, and it's going to be taken over by mom and dads.
TikTok.
So just stay on the DL.
I'm a military recruiter, so I had students ask me when I go into the high school if I had a TikTok because they said I'm mildly entertaining. So it started off as that, and now it's turned into this whole thing.
What's your TikTok name?
It's DCAL, DCAL 519.
We're playing your videos right now.
We're playing your videos on KTV right now, and they look funny without even the sound.
Yeah, we can't hear it. But
the one with your Wario mustache is great.
Very entertaining.
Thank you so much for putting that on.
I would agree.
I don't think you're crazy. I think that's really fun.
Yeah, that makes you just cool, bro.
I'll agree with your friends. You're mildly entertaining.
It's a way for me to be relevant to these kids trying to recruit, and it's awesome. Now it's for me. I don't even care about them.
Yeah. You got addicted to TikTok. Yeah, you keep doing it, man. I think it's cool. What's up, Simber?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm all right.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Oh, what'd you do?
I'm obsessed with snakes. I've caught a baby 4-inch copperhead in the house. I caught him, put it in a jar. There was a 6-foot, I don't know what kind it was, but I got out of the car and stomped it to death with my boots. And then I put it in a cooler and carried it home.
If it's dead, why did you take it home?
Because I wanted to scare my husband with it.
Yes, I'm crazy.
Yes. That's an epic scare.
Yes.
I would
You young lady are in the Hall of Fame.
That's awesome.
You are in the Crazy Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
And where's your accent from?
Texas?
No.
That's right.
Duh. Where are you talking from?
I like Simber. Simber, can you call every week, please?
Stomped a 6-foot snake, put it in a cooler, and took it home to scare her husband. Yeah, you crazy.
Simber's cool, man.
Wow.
Simber's cool.
I love JC. Was hoping you were from the Australian Outback originally.
Did you hear a little bit of Australian in the beginning?
No.
No.
I don't know why I
love it.
I'm going to go home today. All right, does that make me crazy? Save the ones that we didn't get to this week, Kid Nation, because there's some good ones on the text and on the phone. So we'll be back at it again next week.
Yep.
But coming up next, we got to get you ready to win some money. Beat the Bank
ATM
is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
ATM.
That's right. You can win $5,000 as long as you keep track of all the wrong guesses with the PIN code. Now, if you don't know what the numbers you're working with are, those numbers are 2, 4, 6, and 8 in no particular order. Now, we already had 4 guesses. Hopefully, you've been keeping track, because if you have, you're down to 20 possible PIN codes.
Okay.
And one of those will score you that $5,000. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, like I said.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take caller number 13 and caller number 15, because we do 2 guesses this hour, and we'll do 2 guesses next hour. Unless somebody gets it right, then it'll be done. And then we'll fill it back up with $5,000 and do it all over again with a brand new PIN code.
$5,000.
Just like that. Speaking of Beat the Bank ATM, I hear you have something for us, Big Al Mac.
Well, our guy, Russ Face, sent us an email. He sent to everybody, right? Asking us to do it like a promotional piece for Beat the Bank ATM. And I was trying to figure out how I would do this. I really had no creative juices flowing at the time.
Sure.
But something just kind of came to me. I thought I'd make something interesting, different, and maybe even a little sexy.
Oh, no.
So, a little sexy. So at 3:30 this morning after my workout.
Sure.
I decided to get into the pool. And I always wanted to have one of those moments where you come up out of the pool and you kind of, even though I have no hair to shake, you do one of those little moments like that, shake your hair, and start talking sexy about whatever product it is that you're trying to sell. So this is what I came up with.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Al. And you could be here in the pool with me after a hot, sweaty workout at 3:30 in the morning. Dunk. And you could win $5,000 playing Beat the Bank ATM. Man, it's waters. Ooh, wow. All you have to do is be listening at 7:20 and 8:20 Central and unscramble the 4-digit PIN code, and you could walk away with $5,000. That could happen.
Another dip?
If we don't get a winner, we'll take 2 more callers. And we'll just keep taking callers until somebody wins. Man, this water's burning my eyes right now. So be listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show every weekday morning at 7:20 and 8:20 Central to play Beat the Bank ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing that would have made that better if somebody yelled, quiet down.
I'm trying to sleep in here.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I had to do it with one take because I could not. I was like, either somebody's watching me, they're saying, this guy is weird.
Does your pool not close?
It's probably supposed to be close, but, you know. Yeah. But the sweat and the chlorine mixed together with my eyes was making my eyes just burn. So, anyway, that's my promotional piece. Thank you very much.
I wonder if you're
very,
the only...
Very good.
Thank you.
I wonder if you're the only person in our state, at least, in a pool at that time.
I'm sure there's somebody else in a pool at that time.
Yeah, but they're probably partying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're by yourself in an apartment pool.
Yeah.
Different set of circumstances.
Sure.
Well, since we're on embarrassing videos right now...
Okay.
No offense.
Are you about to Trump?
So Don the engineer went and looked at, you know, I told you yesterday how our new intern Olivia was walking by us by the coffee machine.
Yeah.
And it was my first time meeting her, and I just wanted to let her know, hey, it's not always like this because our equipment was failing, everything was down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, just want to let you know it's not always like this. And I tried to give her a high five.
Sure.
And I got left,
hanging.
Well, the video is out there because apparently we have a camera back there. And you can definitely see it. I even do the air. Like, I try to high-five the air and everything, you know? I mean, it's
she even like
you even tried to be smooth about it. You had your hand by your head, yeah. And then you.
I put it up. She even had to scoot past it. Like you see her turn her shoulder. Yeah, like, yeah. Excuse me.
She actually had to walk around the attempted high five.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Now, if you're watching Kid TV, you could see this. Obviously, if you're not watching Kid TV, we're just telling you what's going on. Anna's posting it on Instagram at Kid Nation. If you want to check out the embarrassing high five miss.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah. Just being left, when people see it, too, that's what...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Because you could see White Cheddar and Don, if you watch the actual video, you could see White Cheddar and Don, they're in the corner on the right, and they laugh at me. Like, they saw it happen.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't had one of those. Oh. Just a big old miss right there. All right, let's get to giving away some money.
All right.
ATM.
All you need is the right PIN code and pay all your bills that you owe. Beat the bank.
ATM.
Beat the bank.
ATM. So cool.
Y'all are pretty good backup singers.
Yeah. Not that hard. I mean, it's just three letters.
Yeah.
Or as I would pronounce it if it was a caller, Atom.
Atom. Atom, are you on the phone?
Atom. What's up, Jordan?
How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Awesome. What are you up to this morning?
I'm working.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
I work at the University of Alabama.
Oh,
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I know. Roll Tide.
Off to a strong start this season.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, like every season, mostly.
Pretty much.
And what do you do? What do you do out there in Alabama?
I work in the grounds department. I make the grounds beautiful.
Oh, wow, cool. Beautiful. You do have beautiful grounds.
We've actually been on the field.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Denny Stadium? I believe so.
That stadium.
That stadium.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
Brian Denny.
Awesome.
Yeah, we went on the stadium tour and everything.
Hung on the goal.
Uh-huh. I got to wear a jersey while I snuck it on.
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I mean, of course.
Of course. I had to.
Awesome.
Jordan. All right, Jordan. Well, we want you to win $5,000. Here we give you the four numbers that you're working with. So which PIN code did you come up with?
I came up with 8624.
All right. That's good. That's strong.
Access denied.
Jordan.
Doggone it.
Write that down, everybody, because that's not the combination.
Yeah.
Not the PIN code.
I am sorry, Jordan, but hey, you keep on keeping track.
Yep.
And keep trying to call us, and hopefully we get to hear from you again. Have a wonderful day at the University of Alabama. Let's go to Brittany here. Hello, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Are you already at work? Are you driving there? You sound like you're in the car.
Yeah, I was on my way there.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
All right, love what you do as well.
What grade do you teach?
I teach preschool.
Oh, all the cute little preschoolers. Well, that's awesome. All right, Brittany, we want you to win $5,000. I'm sure you could use that. Maybe buy a bunch of stuff for your classroom, too, and for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
What PIN code did you come up with?
6248.
6248. Access denied. Brittany. I'm sorry, Brittany.
Oh, man.
Yes, White Cheddar.
We also had 6248 yesterday.
I thought we did. Sounded familiar. Yeah,
that's why.
So you got to keep track of all the combinations.
Yeah, 6248. Now I'm in guess twice.
And I know you, Brittany. You have a wonderful day. And I know you can't probably listen all morning long, but if you get yourself a crew.
Yeah.
You know, you make sure all of us got to listen, and if one of us misses it, we at least get the wrong one so that we mark that one down.
It's hard, though. I barely remember my four-digit PIN.
Yeah, it's tough. So we got one repeat and one new one, so that means we're down to 19 possible PIN codes for you to choose from, and one of those is going to score you $5,000. Another chance to play is coming up in about 50 minutes.
You can go back and listen on the K-Pod, too, if you
want. Oh, yeah, you can definitely do that, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
But I suggest, just get your friends at work together.
A circle of ATM.
Yeah, and then whoever wins, man, you kick them up $20 or whatever. Whatever you think they deserve. Yeah, it's all good. So, I had a fight with my wife this weekend.
Oh, boy.
If you follow me on Instagram, you probably already heard this fight.
Now, how long have you been married, J.C. Chavez?
We've been married 9 years.
So how often do you have these little disagreements, these little tiffs?
Every day.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah, you have a disagreement when you're married.
Right. Not always serious disagreements.
Sure. No, I got you.
And let me preface this by saying that this is a dumb fight.
Okay.
It's not one of those fights that's
You know, didn't move out.
It's not going to make me move out. It's not going to make her move out. It's not ending the marriage. It's one of those, you know, you just get in an argument, and when you see one getting more angry, you kind of keep piling onto
poke.
Of course you keep poking.
Oh.
Okay.
So before I play this, let me tell you what happened. We were going to my son's teammate's birthday party, mm-hmm. and I was taking a shower, and I was a lazy parent and didn't buy a birthday card.
Okay.
So I said, you know, the next best thing, just make them one.
Right.
Sure.
That's actually a little more personal. You're learning how to write already, and you can read now. So make them one. That's a little bit better than actually going to the store and buying one. So he said, cool. And he did. And I guess his mom was helping out with the rest of the card. And she told him, all right, you're done. Put it in the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And then just write his name on the front.
On the front of the envelope.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we left off, and this is where the fight started. Again, I was in the shower. I had no idea what was taking place. Kenzie told Kaysen to write his teammate's name on the front of the envelope. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kaysen wrote it here. Now it's on the... It's where you open
where you
the envelope.
Where
the
seal
is.
Seal it.
Yes.
That's the back of the envelope.
Well, hold on. We're going to get to the fight.
On the front of the envelope.
I think... I'm with Kaysen on this. This is the front. This is the back.
When you hand somebody a card, you hand it like this. You don't hand it like
that's
that.
That's the front. I open it from the front.
You don't hand somebody a card.
I open it from the front.
You're wrong. The address, postage, and usually the return address appear. The back is blank. Left blank. You guys are wrong.
She hated it.
I'm PMSing.
Right, Kenzie,
you right, girl.
So your argument, JC, now let me get this straight.
Uh-huh.
Your argument is that the part that you seal the envelope is the front of the envelope. Now, you're a smart man. You've been to college, San Diego State.
Yeah, yeah.
At what point did you realize you were probably wrong, but you decided to stick to your guns and stick with your conviction?
Well, at that point, you look it up online, and I was wrong. She showed me that.
Mm-hmm.
I've already known that.
You would know that you address the envelope on the front.
My opinion is... That should be called the front of the envelope because that's where you open it. You know what I mean?
Front door opens a house.
Yeah, you open your house from the front door. It's in the front of the house.
The zipper for the dress is usually in the back.
Well, my zipper.
You open it.
As a dude, I deal with my zippers, and my zippers are always in the front
Good
of my
point.
Pants.
Good point.
So my opinion is that whoever invented the front and back of the envelope got it wrong. And I think the front should be where the flap is. That's where you open.
But you're wrong.
You know that.
According to whoever.
Were you about to say allegedly?
Yeah, allegedly. Because it's my opinion.
I'm kind of coming around on
it. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't blame Kenzie for being so irate.
You're wearing a button-up shirt, but if that were a zip-up shirt, it's still... The sad part is
you're teaching your child the wrong information.
I didn't teach him that.
In the front, yeah.
My son is so smart that when my wife told him, go write it on the front of the envelope, he looked at it and said, oh, this is where it opens. This must be the front. That's where he wrote the name.
You open your mouth to talk and
it's
going to
be a shame when he starts addressing and stamping the back of the envelope.
But it would... Who should say that's the back?
Because my opinion is
the post office.
The internet.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody.
The world.
Someone named it the front, but that doesn't make it the front.
They showed me where to write the address and all that and the return. They showed me that in school. They never. I don't remember them saying that's the front or the back. They just told me this is where you write it.
It's on the front.
This is where you write it. You turn it over where the flap is not. And to me, when they say turn it over, if I turn something over, that's the back. Right? That's my opinion.
I'm not going to go too far on this argument, but I do see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I can see. But I'm just
when I left the party, I went to the garage. You know, I was walking to the walk, and I went and I said, "Here I go, leaving out the front." That was my last petty comment of the fight.
Why are you poking the bear? She flat out told you
she's hormonal.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to.
PMS. Yeah. You're making it worse.
Because, Kelly,
you
we
got
are,
your son ganging up on her, too. Not leading by example, Daddy.
Chloe had her side. It was a split household.
How you deal with a PMS wife.
Kelly, we are guys.
In the way.
And sometimes, even when we know we're probably wrong, odds are against us. We don't want to back down.
I knew for a fact I was wrong.
We don't want to back down. If we've got an opinion, we want to stay with it.
I had an Instagram poll going.
And?
I had 7% backers.
This is why GPS was invented, because we know how to get to the store or wherever it is. Y'all know the direction, but we want to go the way we want to go because it's quicker.
And we have a GPS in our uterus, Al. We know directions.
And that's where I realized, by the way, that's where I realized I had an unpopular opinion. My opinion is the envelope people, whoever said that's the front and the back, got it completely wrong.
Okay.
100% just wrong. So if you, Kid Nation, have an unpopular opinion, we would love to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
Unpopular opinions. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Big Al Mack had an unpopular opinion on Friday. Do you remember what that was, Big Al? During Flush the Format.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely unpopular opinion.
I don't remember.
I remember.
He already forgot.
I don't remember.
Stuff we can't remember.
How
remind
do you not
us?
Remember the song that you hate?
Big Al Mack said Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. Oh, okay.
He said that song sucks.
That song makes me want to take my ears apart from my head.
Okay, it's one thing to not like a song. It's another thing to say the song sucks.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's not your taste.
Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the... It's a game changer song.
No.
Yeah, what about the mama? What about the other part of the song?
Kill the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's telling a story, bro. He's going through life.
Never heard it all the way through. I don't even want to hear.
All right, so Big Al's unpopular opinion. He said he thinks Bohemian Rhapsody sucks. I think the front of the envelope is where the flap is.
Stop.
All right, what's your unpopular opinion, Kid Nation? We'll hear from you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
2 seconds away from Big Al getting to his microphone. There we go.
Sorry about that.
So we're doing unpopular opinions. It all stemmed from my wife and I having an argument. She told my son, hey, write your name on the front of the envelope. And so he did. Or at least what he deemed to be the front. And that's where the flappy flap is.
Yeah.
And when she showed me that, I agreed with my son.
Of course you did.
I think that's the front. I'm wrong. According to the definition of the front of the envelope, I'm wrong. But my opinion is whoever created the front and the back of the envelope is wrong.
It's a very unpopular opinion, yeah. J.C. Chavez.
We open things from the front, typically, except dresses, like Kelly pointed out sometimes. So my unpopular opinion is that the front of the envelope is where you address, is where you open it. The back is where you put the address and address it to someone. That's my unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I got some backers on there, which is good.
All right.
And on my Instagram, only 7% out of, I think, like... 1,000 votes. But still. Anna, you had somebody back in too, right?
Well, somebody said from Twitter, someone said, JC, obviously that's the side of the envelope.
Solid point.
Yeah, it's the back side.
In a way.
The side. Yeah.
So that's the one person that's kind of maybe.
Kind of there. All right, let's see what your unpopular opinions are, Kid Nation. Crystal, how are you doing?
Good.
All right, so you're a chef.
Yes, I am.
All right, and you have an unpopular opinion in your industry?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Please.
I hate sun-dried tomatoes.
Wow.
Whoa. Well, you're not wrong on that.
What? I love sun-dried tomatoes.
I do, too.
This is weird.
I mean, I don't eat them a ton, but I like them.
No, I'm with you. Actually, that's unpopular, but I'm with you on that.
Because everybody likes to put sun-dried tomatoes on stuff, especially like pasta and stuff.
Everything, yes. I make this like Tuscan sun-dried tomato with spinach sauce and that we sell out every time we make it. But I won't taste
it. But you can't stand it.
Well, there you go.
I'm with you on that one.
That's an unpopular opinion. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
I'm already mad at yours. What is your unpopular opinion?
So, two songs that are very popular, Sunflower and Truth Hurts by Lizzo. I can't stand either one of those two songs.
Oh, I'm double mad at you. Wow. I love both of those songs.
I see where you're coming from.
What is it about
them? They drive me crazy.
Do you think it's just because it gets played so much on the radio? Is that why?
No, for Sunflower, in general, I don't like the way that it repeats itself so much. Uh-huh. And then for Truth Hurts, I mean, it sounds like someone that can't rap and can't sing and is trying to do both.
Okay. Minnesota Vikings. All right, Kelsey's unpopular opinion doesn't like Sunflower, the song I sing my daughter every night before she goes to bed.
No.
And she does not like Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
All right.
I like that song so much. Speaking of songwriters and singers, I think Cammy's got some shots. Cammy, get in here because she sent an unpopular opinion. We were talking about this when I told her about my envelope thing. And this one's going to stir the pot a little bit, you know? So when she gets in here, we'll get to Cammy.
All right.
Hi, Chandler.
Hi.
All right, hit us with your unpopular opinion.
So I can't stand mini bands.
I think you're in the majority.
Oh, once you have one,
you never go back.
I drive a truck. Uh-huh. I'm a truck person, and I drive fast, and it's usually always a minivan holding up the traffic.
Dang minivans.
Chandler cannot stand minivans.
Dang minivan people.
It's funny.
How do you feel about that, Kelly? Personally attacked?
I don't... You know what? To each his own. I'm not offended by it, but you drive the right minivan.
I got into Kelly's minivan once.
It's like a living room on wheels.
You know, I don't get to fly first class ever, so being in Kelly's van, it felt like what it looks like in first class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the seats are really spread out, and they have the TV in front of you.
Get warm nuts.
Yeah, I got warm nuts and everything. Yeah. It was all set up from the raspberry.
Right. I had the seat warmers on.
Ah, there you go.
Cammy, how you doing? This is... I caught that, yes. Nicely done. Cammy, you're going to ruffle some feathers here.
Oh, if I'm not here tomorrow at work, it's because Anna, Nick, Lacey, and Amy killed me.
Okay. What is your unpopular opinion?
I already know. Here it comes.
Just don't even.
I know what it is.
Cammy's going to go back to Kid TV and see the chat room.
I might share this with you.
They might go at you.
All right,
go ahead.
Here we go. Everybody listening?
Uh-huh.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Great songwriter. Singer.
Wow.
Cammy.
Wow. Unpopular.
Bye, everybody. I won't see you tomorrow. I'll be dead.
All right. Bye, Cammy.
Oh, wow.
Maybe back in the day. But I think Taylor's gotten better at singing. Honestly, I think she's gotten better at singing.
Okay.
I think she's fantastic,
yeah.
And I've been listening to her album on repeat.
But that would be a popular opinion.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, these are unpopular opinions. That's why Cammy came in here with that.
Right. I see one on the text right now. I'm sure Anna's probably up in arms.
Oh, from the text. No, she's cool with it. Unpopular opinion from the text. Kevin Jonas is by far the best Jonas brother. Don't at me.
Don't at me.
Yes, Cammy.
I've been locked out of the room.
Oh, by Lacey?
By Lacey, so I'll just hang out for a little
bit.
You know what else Cammy said? And Kelly, you might not agree with this one. Cammy says tea is not good, nor is sweet tea.
Not good.
What is your problem?
I don't know.
What do you like to drink?
Water.
Is that it?
Lemonade.
That's it?
I mean, I like Dr. Pepper and stuff, but...
Oh, soda.
Tea. Yeah, sodas, but tea is not...
Well, have you... Cammy also
like tea.
Says... Cammy
Wait.
Also says, any type of nut in chocolate is wrong.
I have a friend like that.
What?
She'll eat nuts, but not in brownies, not in
what
chocolate.
What about peanut butter and chocolate?
Hmm.
You down with that?
Yeah.
You don't like...
Well, that's nut
Reese's,
in chocolate?
Reese's Cups, that's technically
nut. I think that milk chocolate is superb. Okay. You know, it's the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I need some nuts in my
See,
chocolate.
See, I like extra crunchy peanut butter, and I know a lot of people prefer smooth. I like crunchy.
I am
crunchy.
With you 100%. I love the crunchy.
But my kids and stuff, like, they won't touch it.
Really?
What's yeah, I like
more,
smooth.
More for you. That's how I look at it. What's up, Bridget?
Hello.
Oh, you're going to... People are going to be upset at this one, especially my kids. All right,
what's popular opinion?
What is it?
It is the poop emoji.
What about it?
It's not poop. It's ice cream. You don't poop in a swirl.
I beg to differ.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah.
You know how you know it is? It's when you type it in on your text. If you type poop, that emoji pops up.
Maybe they thought it
doesn't make it right.
Yeah, but maybe they just thought it looked better than just some like little pile.
Yeah.
Also, in the emoji movie, you have the little two poop.
It was a poop.
And they go, "We're number two."
Yeah, see, according to the emoji movie. All right, Bridget's unpopular opinion is that it's not a poop emoji; it's ice cream with eyeballs. Oh, I gotta get to Melissa real quick. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you guys today?
Well, I think you're going to be my new best friend because I like what you have to say. What did you want to tell the world?
I'm back in JC and his son on this. You write the address on the back of the envelope.
Thank you very much.
No.
That is now turning into a popular opinion.
Nowhere near popular.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Then why would they make so many stickers to seal it and wedding invitations? They melt. Why, if the address was supposed to be there, why would there be businesses that do that? specifically.
He didn't say that the address supposed to be.
No, I'm not talking about where the address goes.
No, that's what she just said. That's why I'm asking.
I'm talking about how it's called. He's what the saying, front should be called.
Where you open it should be the front.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you think you write the address on the back?
Everything stays the same.
Strangely,
except
I see
the name
what you're saying.
Of the front and the back.
I will tell you this. When you put the birthday card or whatever in the envelope.
Yes.
It's facing the back of the envelope. So when you open it, you pull it out. That's the first thing you see.
You put the front of the card facing the back.
So,
I put the front of the card where the flappy flap is.
That's the front.
That's what she's saying. Now, Kelly, with your argument, if you put this, if you open it from,
I think she's getting my back here.
Where the flappy is, if you call that the front, back. That would be the first thing the person sees when they open the card,
which makes it the front.
No,
did I just win an argument against Kelly?
No,
right there?
No.
Close.
I kind of did.
You always see everything from the front first.
I would like to.
Well, I'm not driving around with you.
You should. Right? I've got seat warmers.
Yes, she does. What's up, Christopher?
How you doing? So I think, in my own popular opinion, a driveway should be called a parkway, and a parkway should be called a driveway.
You are so funny, dude.
I'm with you.
That just makes more sense. Kind of like the envelope thing, you know?
You don't park on the driveway.
In English language, I'm wrong, but I just don't park on the parkway.
Yeah.
Right.
You're 100% parkway, right, man. Yeah. Your unpopular opinion should be changed into a popular opinion. How we
it's a good point.
Come about things. Yeah.
Very good
Maybe
point.
Too late.
It is too late, Kelly. We're too far along now.
Too far in.
Yeah. Tracia.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead with your unpopular opinion.
Hi. So I call it paper, scissors, rock, not rock, paper, scissors.
Just to be different?
I've always called it paper, scissors, rock. And then I started a new job a year ago today, and we had this, like, massive onboarding game, and everyone called it rock, paper, scissors. And I'm like, I've never heard it called that.
But what do you do in the 1, 2, 3? You're making a rock, right? Or do you play it differently? That's why rock's the
We're
first
just doing
word.
Rock, yeah.
Right,
everybody's doing rock.
Because it's rock, and then it's, paper, scissors, and then you throw... Yeah.
Huh. Listen, I can't fix my childhood.
I like that. We should make that a shirt from Tracy.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that one. I like these unpopular opinions. Jenna just won her round against Anna. Paper does beat rock.
She challenged me.
All right, Kid Nation, we like all your unpopular opinions. There's some good ones in there. We might have to do this again soon. I couldn't even get to Mary. She said she hates football season.
Oh, what? God,
I couldn't even talk to
Mary.
I wonder why.
I literally can't even with you right now.
Sometimes I just want to know why when someone hates something.
Probably because her husband or boyfriend or the man in her life is all into it, and we go away for a few months.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
ATM.
Beat the bank.
ATM.
Winning $5,000. Would be great. Just need the right combo of 2, 4, 6, 8. Beat the bag.
ATM.
Beat the bag.
ATM.
Yeah, you just heard Big Al Matt give you those four numbers you can use. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Mm-hmm.
In no particular order. Your job is to figure out what order those go in, and then $5,000 could be all yours.
Could be.
It works a lot better if you keep track. Every single day.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we've already had the same combination of numbers guessed twice.
Yeah.
Gotta write those down.
We had our first repeat, which means with all the other guesses we've had, you're about down to 19.
Somewhere in that area.
That you can guess that have not been taken yet.
19 to 1 odds.
And the more wrong answers we get, of course, the closer you get to winning that $5,000. But let's start off here with Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going great. I just hope people at CVS don't think I'm weird. In the parking lot, screaming, yay! All over the place.
It happens all the time.
All the time at the drugstore.
You go to CVS, the parking lot, Walgreens parking lot, there's always people in the parking lot doing things, having a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, what are you up to today?
Getting ready to go home, and my husband and I are going to do something. I don't know what yet. Just drop the kids off at school. So we're going to have fun. Hopefully, we'll have $5,000 to have fun with.
There you go.
Yeah, so a little day off with the husband right there. Well, the kids are at school. Right. That sounds good. Well, maybe it'd be nice for her to go home with $5,000, Tracy. So go ahead and hit us with that pin code you think it is.
6284.
Access denied. I'm sorry, Tracy, but
sorry.
You still get to have a great day with your husband today. So there's that positivity out there.
Okay.
Keep trying to keep track of all those wrong guesses. Stephanie, how are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Stephanie already got that office voice going on.
I know. Oh, I got one for y'all. Remember this? Boogaloo.
Oh, Boogaloo. Right. Old school.
Boogaloo to you too.
OG Kid Nation member right here.
Right.
All right,
yep,
Stephanie.
OG, the real OG. Okay. I have 6284.
Access denied.
Oh! I'm sorry. But hey, you keep on track. You got people in the office. You guys all keep track of the wrong guesses, okay? Hopefully one of you will win a deal.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
have a good circus.
Have a good day. Yeah, have a good circus.
We're going to high school.
That's two more right there. Keep track, Kid Nation. We got another chance for you to play tomorrow morning at 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
All right.
It's been a tough week. Yesterday, our studio broke.
Today, it's still not completely fixed, but
yeah,
working
better.
Through it.
Today, I struggled with names. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, you did.
Messed up the whole envelope thing.
The envelope, my opinion, is apparently on the...
It's very unpopular, to say the least.
On the light side.
Right.
It's unpopular.
No one high-fived you.
Nobody. I got passed up by
rejected.
The intern. She just passed on by my high-five, left me hanging in the wind, and I just had to high-five the air.
Look at the bright side. It can only go up from here, JC.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bright side.
It could get worse.
It could get worse. But luckily, there's other people dealing with bad things that make me feel better, like Hannah.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with us, you guys. Like, yesterday was rough, and it just continued all day, even after work.
Yeah.
So right before I left, I noticed that my laptop wasn't charging. I'd plug it in and it wouldn't work, and I'd go to a different outlet, it wasn't working. I tried Jenna's charger when she didn't know, and tried it, it wasn't working. And so I was like, okay, so right after work, I made an appointment to go get it fixed.
Okay.
But all the Apple Store places were busy for the next 2 days, and I need my computer here every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay, I need to go get it done now. And so I found this random tech place that fixes Apple computers. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, why not?
It's an Apple, right? I'm sure Apple's certified it and everything.
Well, it's taking your phone to a screen place that's not Apple.
Yeah, and they had an Apple sticker on the window.
Yeah,
sure.
They have a big bowl of apples right there in the middle. Yeah.
And you know where they got that Apple sticker? They got it from their MacBook when they bought it.
Yeah, probably. It was really weird, and it was kind of in a sketchy location, and right as I pulled up, I was actually talking to Cammie on the phone, and I told her, and I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm in this really random place. I don't know where I am, but just so you know, my location.
And what I'm wearing when I was last seen.
And she's like, okay, good luck. And I told her everything that was going on. And I go in there, and it was just kind of sketchy. And I just didn't get a good vibe. I gave them my computer, and they're like, yeah, we'll take a look at it. I was like, okay. Someone else came in and was asking about personal data. It was weird. It was just a weird experience.
Mm-hmm.
So as they were looking at my computer, trying to fix my battery or whatever, I was texting Cammie being hey, I think I'm going to die here, all this stuff. And she was and we were making jokes back and forth to each other, really dramatic. She was oh, where are we going to find your body? All this stuff. And I totally forgot that my text messages show up on my laptop screen.
Yeah. I knew that's where you were going when you said that.
I know. So as they were fixing my laptop, they're reading the text messages between me and Cammie.
That you think you're going to die there.
This is sketchy. All this stuff. It was
That's awesome.
I was mortified. I was, oh my God, it was horrible. And right as I realized it, I was oh my God. And so I stopped texting her and I started texting her via Snapchat. And I was hey, don't text me anymore. they're reading my messages.
Oh.
It was horrible. It was so horrible. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, here's your computer.
It's fixed.
It is fixed. But then I was looking at it and I was like, I hope they didn't take my stuff, take my passwords. I don't know. But
they're in there. They're all up in your stuff.
waving at my webcam.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I was could this day just
that's terrible.
That is so embarrassing.
It was 5 o'clock and I was how is this day not over yet?
That's
just
terrible.
So horrible.
Oh.
So it's been rough. It's been. It was a Monday.
Oh, man.
Something about this week, a lot of people, I heard them talking yesterday, they're like, it's only Tuesday?
We're getting a Friday the 13th this week, right?
See, now, I love Friday the 13th.
Me too.
It's my favorite.
We're also getting a full moon. Some Kid Nation members were texting us. So we're getting a full moon Friday the 13th.
I believe, right? A harvest, which is also full, but I think it's a harvest moon.
What's that mean?
It's for the plant, I guess.
No, I didn't. Harvest? I think that's right.
I think so.
We should name
planter fall foliage.
We should name it Steve Harvest.
Friday the Steve.
All right, so if you're going, if something's going on in your life,
so
you're not alone.
You're not alone. We're here with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of him a little bit, is he totally done on TV now? I mean, I watched yesterday. Kelly Clarkson was on TV.
No, he's still got Family Feud.
I mean, he's got Family Feud. I'm saying the Steve Harvey Show.
I think so. I think his talk show's over.
Kelly was great, by the way. I wanted to...
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson was great.
So she had Steve Carell open it with the... It's Kelly Clarkson! And then...
The Rock.
What else did she
have? She had a couple people talking about feel-good stories. It was all about women empowerment.
Yeah, she had this lady that has this food bank, and they had she had lost her lease, and so the people in her community... Up in Oregon... I don't know the name of the city. Anyway, a lot of people from the community put some money together, 20 grand, and gave her some money. And a lot of them showed up to give her the mic. So it was a very feel good show. Yeah. I just like her anyway. So
you know what makes me feel good?
What?
Speaking of, you said feel good, and I saw this when people mess with telemarketers.
You try all the time.
Oh, I invest my time into.
Have you noticed, by the way, a lot more? The other day I had 8 fraud risk calls.
Yeah, did you really?
All the time.
Did you mess with any of them?
No.
See, I
time for that in my life.
My superpower is taking up their time so that they can't call you.
I just let them go to...
Yeah.
Just ring.
But JC loves it.
You're a good citizen.
This guy took it to the next level because there's a guy messing with the telemarketer by doing a Donald Duck voice.
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Is this the real Donald?
Yes, I'm Donald. This is Donald Sizemore. Who are you?
This is Laura from the
Indian
Pharmacy. I'm calling with regards to your medication.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble? Hello? Are you there? I can't hear you. Hello? I don't talk to anybody in the camera.
Good job. Slow
That's
clap.
Great.
I wish I could do a Donald Duck.
See, here's the thing.
Slow clap for him.
I couldn't understand 2 words that came out of his mouth. People that think they can do Donald Duck.
Yeah.
You can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, we can't understand you, Donald.
All I think I understood him saying was, am I in trouble?
Yeah.
I think
and
I
hello.
Understood that. Hello? And I'm in, am I in trouble?
Oh. Big Al Duck, take us to break. Oh, that just sounds like a scary movie again.
Sounds like Alien.
Someone getting choked.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.